Welcome to the Astral Projection Astral Podcast, brought to you by Ali Wiley. This series of blog posts deal with negative experiences. Before starting, I would like to quote Robert Bruce on this subject. OBE, energy work, etc., does not make you more vulnerable to or more likely to experience negative experiences and or attacks. These things do, however, make you more aware of negative interference. Energy work, for example, will make your energy body more sensitive. If you are experiencing negative interference, then this sensitivity will make you more aware of what is happening. Energy work does not, in itself, attract or make you more vulnerable to these things. This is like crawling under your house and finding it riddled with termites, rats, and mould. These things were not created nor attracted by the act of crawling under your house. They were always there, but you were not aware of them until you were able to see them. The bright side of this is that once you know about the true state of the underside of your house, you can call in an exterminator or have this fixed in some way. Your house will be healthier and live longer. End of quote. I personally have had many astral experiences of a rather intense negative nature, but for each of these experiences there has been a reason and a positive outcome. My experiences are probably not typical of the average OBE, which are generally positive. So don't let anything I describe put you off out-of-body travel. We all have guides who help us out and know how far they can push us in our astral adventures. I have always had the courage of the ignorant, so to speak, and my guides and higher self know I am always ready for a challenge. At the same time, I have never been in any situation that I couldn't handle. There are also many ways to protect yourself from unwanted astral intruders, and I'll be talking more about this at the end of this episode. The following three blog posts are related, so I'm putting them together in one audio. The first one I posted on January the 11th. Astral projection, from Sparkles to Dracula. Well, as I've always said, you can find everything in the astral, and you can have such a contrast of experiences that often you wonder what's going on. The other night, I left my body, but it was difficult to get away from my physical sleeping body. I tried to go forwards, but the only way I could go was to the right, as if I was being guided somewhere. I flew through the wall of the room, and found myself flying in relative darkness, though it wasn't pitch black. I felt good. I lifted my hands up in front of my face to see what form I had. It never ceases to amaze me when I see myself as blue, shimmering energy. As I was looking at my hand, it seemed to bring light to the surroundings. Around me were very young children, reaching out their hands to me. All around were sparkles, and I reached out to the children. There were too many to take the hand of each one, so I told the children that we could send each other sparkles. So we did just that, and gave each other a sparkle shower. Then the OB finished, and I was once more back in my body. I was in the mind awake, body asleep state. Before I could get up out of my body again, a headless male being, a kind of energy form, in a black Dracula-style cloak, came round the corner to the end of my bed and jumped on me. I did the usual thing with light and love. Then another one came round the corner, then another. All three exactly the same, and all three on top of me. I can't say it was very pleasant, and I certainly needed all those sparkles that the children sent me. I kept sending them light and love, and kept telling them that love was the most powerful force. I woke up suddenly. 12th of January. Intense astral experience. When practicing astral projection, we can have all kinds of experiences, wonderful spiritual loving experiences, as well as more frightening intense ones. Often it is the more intense ones that we don't talk about, but we should. In discussing the scary ones, it helps us to confront our fears and go even deeper into who we are. I want to share with you what happened to me in the early hours of this morning. I was in mind awake, body asleep, and there was a big neg that seemed to fill the room. I use the term neg to describe a negative astral being or negative astral energy. The energy was disturbing, intimidating, and it wanted to command. But more than anything, it was extremely violent. At one point, it was in bed next to me with its astral fist in my face. It couldn't hurt me, that I knew, but the energy was overwhelming and I forced myself awake. I went back to sleep, but it was still there, waiting. I forced myself awake again, then went back to sleep, and it was still there. I woke up, I could feel it in the room even though I was awake. At this point, I didn't want to go back to sleep. Anyway, I got up and changed rooms to kind of change my focus. I focused on my higher self and felt that longing to connect. I also placed myself in a bubble of white light, so at least I would be able to get out of my body without being accosted by an egg. I left my body and connected with my higher self. I was tired when I woke up and I didn't remember much. I needed to connect again to find out what all this was about. I believe there is something behind my dealings with this neg. This is a third type of this experience, all in the space of a couple of weeks. There's nothing in my physical life that would cause this type of astral experience, so I don't think it is a reflection of anything in my life right now. Or it may simply be a call for help from someone in the astral planes. I will investigate and begin to go deeper into this. Meanwhile, I may sleep with the light on. January 13th, blasting through the negative energy. This post is really a continuation of the last two on this blog, as I seem to be involved in a bit of an astral epic. So far, I've had three headless things, for want of a better word, dressed up in Dracula-style cloaks jump on me, one after the other, while in the mind-awake, body-asleep state. Then I had a mass of rather violent negative energy prevent me from leaving my body several times in the same night. Well, last night I managed to blast through that energy and leave my body, and I met what it was that had been causing all these astral happenings. I was prepared this time for anything that might have been waiting for me when I woke up in my body, and as soon as I felt the negative energy, I gathered my own energy and blasted through it. I found myself flying in darkness. I was buzzing with energy. I could feel my whole astral body tingling. Then up in front of me was the astral being, entity, person, I'm still not sure which term to use, responsible for making my nights a bit troublesome. It was in the shape of a man, very large, not fat, just big. It only had the outline of a man. There was no face, no hair, nothing like that, just a form. The idea came across that it was a devil. Now that doesn't mean that I think the devil exists, but that was what was in my Western mind. That's what my Western mind came up with as a way to represent this being I had in front of me. I don't believe in the existence of the devil, but we are all influenced by the society we live in, and the mind translates things we meet in the astral using familiar images and symbolism. This being tried to distract me from the job in hand. The job in hand seemed to be making some kind of deal with him. Why or what, I don't know. It was as if he was obligated to do a deal with me, but he didn't want to, so tried to distract me from it. I had a list in front of me of things we had to discuss, but I don't remember what they were. I only remember the last one, which had something to do with two perspectives. I saw the number and the word written down, two perspectives. So actually, I still don't really understand what all this means. So I guess I have to ask for more information when I go to sleep tonight. Several days later, I had the following dream. I called this blog post Growth. It is true that often terrifying experiences in the astral can lead to growth, and believe me, it is worth all the effort of blasting through our fears and blocks. Although I wouldn't say that I understand completely what I was up against in the last three posts I've made here on my blog, but I did have a dream that seemed to show that I was through to another level. I dreamt that I was with a young man. I knew he had got through the test and now was on the next level. He was presented with a white baseball shirt with a number 5 on it. I was also being presented with a white baseball shirt, though a part of me still expected to have the number 4. I was pleasantly surprised when my shirt also had a number 5 on it. The shirt was a bit big, but I suppose that makes sense as well, as I've got to grow into it. And then, when I've grown, it will be too small, and I'll have to go up another number. I wonder what experiences are still in store for me. I have to make a little addition to this episode. Answers do come, and I had the meaning of this series of OBEs come to me in an email from Robert Bruce. Robert was not aware of the details of these experiences. We were just generally discussing negative astral experiences and how to deal with them. something he wrote explained the two perspectives part of one of the OBEs. Quote, "Demons and angels both serve the light. You are tested, you learn, you grow, you evolve. Angels encourage us, demons test us. Both are necessary." Unquote. This explains the two perspectives of light and dark, demons and angels pushing us towards evolution. If you would like to learn more about how to defend yourself from demons and negative entities, sign up at Robert's video blog, astralbob.com. Enter into the blog area and click on the program catalogue link at the top of the page. Here you can browse Robert's courses and learn more about his course Exorcism, Defense Against the Dark Arts. I would like to leave you with an affirmation that Robert shared with me to reduce the possibility of negative astral experiences. I am loved and I am worthy. I am safe and I am free. I am powerfully protected. I am master of my body and ruler of my mind. Don't forget to pop over to www.astralwings.com for more amazing astral adventures. Thanks for listening.